Splash! Hedgehog landed in a big puddle of muck. When her eyes adjusted to the dark, she realized she was not alone.
Good heavens!
Shrieked a voice. A stranger! Hedgehog gasped and shot up out of the mud. She was standing face to face with the most wiggly creature she had ever seen.
Who are you?
Oh, bonjour, dearie, said the voice. Hello there. My name is Mole. Welcome to my home.
Mole wiggled closer to Hedgehog.
Are you okay? Are you lost?
Hedgehog tried to respond, but Mole's bright apron captured her attention. The stripy pattern blurred in Hedgehog's teary eyes, and she collapsed into a puddle of sadness. She was too sad to even speak.
There, there, my dearie. It will be okay.
Hedgehog looked up at Mole.
I lost my best friend, she whimpered.
I am sorry.
Mole patted Hedgehog on the back.
I will help you find your friend.
Mole brought Hedgehog a cup of horchata, her favorite milky drink, and the two sat side by side in silence. After a while, Hedgehog was ready to tell Mole what had happened to poor Mutty, about the whistling wind and her long, hard journey traveling across the river and through the trees.
I have never, ever been without Muddy, and he has never been without me,
Hedgehog explained.
We need each other.
Mole was a very good listener. She nodded in all the right places and rested a comforting paw on Hedgehog's quills. It felt good to have someone to talk to in this big, scary forest.
Thank you, Mole, Hedgehog sighed. I am glad I fell into your home.
I'm glad you stopped by, said Mole. I love visitors. I'm only sorry my home is such a mess. It's more like a rat's nest than a mole's hole ever since the storm. I was just tidying up when you arrived.
Mole wiggled backward, knocking over an acorn cap that was collecting tiny drips of water from the ceiling.
Here, let me help you, offered Hedgehog.
The two sopped up the puddles together, and soon Mole's home was as good as new.
I have come up with a plan, dearie,
announced Mole.
I will take you to Owl at Lookout Point. Owl has sharp eyes and he can help us find your friend. We should travel by tunnel. It's the safest route.
Hedgehog was nervous about traveling in a tunnel, but she trusted her new friend.
Lead the way, Mole.
And Hedgehog followed Wiggly Mole through the tunnel toward the other side of the forest.
You are brave to travel so far from home,
Hedgehog shouted up to Mole.
Oh, I love to travel, said Mole. But sometimes it's lonely underground. It's very nice to have company.
Hedgehog still missed poor Mutty, but this adventure with Mole brought her a bit of cheer.
It is nice to have company,